Cole and Company, afternoons 5 to 6 on 1650 The Fan and the all-new 102 at 102.3 FM and on the 1650 The Fan mobile app and streaming online at 1650thefan.com.
Welcome back. Wednesday edition of the show continues. And we continue our previews of the upcoming high school baseball and softball seasons. We're connecting with metro and area head coaches as a whole bunch of really great baseball and softball teams here in the Cedar Valley. And right now we are connected with Waterloo East High School softball coach Chad Adams. Coach Adams, thanks so much for being here. How are you today?
Hey, doing good, Cole. Thanks for having me back.
Yeah, it's a pleasure to be talking to you again. That means it's my favorite time of the year. So let's just start with Coach Adams taking a look at last season. That, of course, your team wanted to put up some more W's, but you know, what were you able to take out of last season, apply toward this one, and maybe even more importantly, apply toward your off-season work?
Well, the kids that I have that return from that team definitely got a good lesson in perseverance. We started, I think it was 0-21 or 0-19. I stopped counting. Nevertheless, we finally got that breakthrough win down at Iowa City West. And from there on, they played pretty good, and we rolled off another five wins so at the end of the season. So, you know, they learned that, you know, it can get pretty bad. You just got to push through it and eventually get things under control.
And how about, Coach, the week-plus worth of practices that I would imagine you've got under your belt with your team so far? There's always a lot to get done in those, you know, couple, 3 weeks before the season begins. So what can you tell us in terms of anything that stuck out with your team getting out there on the diamond and getting some practices in?
Well, the ones that are still there or that are getting their earning check and things like that, they're actually putting in really good work. You know, I got a couple freshman pitchers that we're going to throw out there this year. Don't have a ton of experience, but I really, really like how hard they're working. I think they're going to be pretty good for us. My senior leaders, I got Alana Ford and Haley Harden there. They've kind of been driving the practices for us and keeping everybody moving. So really nothing to complain about to this point.
Good to hear. And, Coach, you mentioned Alana Ford. What a great junior season that she had. You know, what roles, you know, will she fulfill this season? And, you know, what's going to unlock yet another level of her potential?
Well, I mean, it's pretty basic. She knows she's a leader without having to go around and tell people she's the leader. Kids played, has well over 120 varsity starts. She's been there as long as I have. I put her out there as an eighth grader, day one at shortstop, and she's been there ever since. Sky's the limit for her this year. She's probably one bad week of softball away from being an all-state player, as she played exceptionally well last year, and I think she can exceed that this year.
And just going beyond Alana, looking at the rest of your roster, you mentioned, you know, of course, you lost some seniors from last year's team. So what can you tell us in terms of these preseason practices and what might be out there for players to capture in terms of, you know, spots and the competition that may exist, albeit, you know, things can change throughout the season.
Right.
But, you know, just I have to imagine perhaps a really competitive environment.
Indeed. You know, we're starting, got a couple of spots that finally are getting shored up, but there's still more out there to be said, and we're not going to figure that out until we put them in games. You know, you'll start one game, start one, have a platoon to them, and we're going to have to let it work out on the field. That's just kind of how we do things here. We're not necessarily that program that reloads. We just kind of have to restart every year and, you know, let the best person win. They prove it out on the field.
Mm-hmm. Waterloo East High School softball coach Chad Adams, our guest right now on this Wednesday edition of Cole & Company. Coach, want to circle back to off-season work. You know, I know that you've got to be among the group of coaches that want your athletes playing multiple sports. Then again, man, it can sure pay dividends when you can get a little bit of work in during the off months of whatever sport it might be, softball included. So, you know,
right.
were you happy with what you were able to put in, what you've put in place in terms of programs in the off season and participation?
Oh yeah, I offer obviously everything that we're allowed to do. And a lot of the kids were able to get there. Now, on top of, we do have a lot of, you know, 3-4 sport athletes. We actually have quite a few kids that actually nobody thinks about, but they work over 20 hours a week, too. So, I mean, the times of the essence with some of these kids we have and we put out on the field, between school, work, and then finding time to do stuff in the off season, I commend them for whenever they can get in there, because that's a pretty busy schedule to uphold as a, you know, a teenage kid.
And Coach, kind of following up on that, it makes me think about, okay, you know, you don't necessarily have everybody at practice every day, or at least not at the same time, because of whether they're working or they've got their spring sports they're taking part in. What have you learned over time that is the best way to prepare so you can, you know, face those challenges, but, you know, try to get off to as good a start as possible to your season?
Oh, yeah, I'm still kind of searching for the happy medium on that. To be honest with you, you got any suggestions, Cole? Stop by East High tomorrow. You know, you just take it one practice at a time. Well, you do what you can, and you just try to show your kids that you care about them and that you're going to go to bat for them. And hopefully that's enough for them to come through and try to do everything they can in their own power to go above and beyond what they think they are.
That's I don't see anything wrong with that, Coach. I'd say you know what you're talking about. You don't need my help, that's for sure.
I can always use help. I promise you that.
Hey, let's talk a little bit more about your pitching staff, because you had a couple seniors that shouldered the load last season. You mentioned earlier a couple freshmen that you've seen putting in good work so far. You know, what's the landscape like there in terms of, you know, who's all there and what you think you can get out of the players who can contribute in the circle this season?
Oh, man, you're asking a bold question. I'm not sure. I really don't know what to expect, to be honest with you. You know, they're in their situations, neither of them have, you know, pitched a ton of softball, even in their junior careers. So they're really kind of stepping up for the program and are going to go out there and take on what I consider, and probably a lot of coaches do, the toughest job on the field, and that's going out there and pitching. We're going to see. They don't complain. They put in the work. You know, all I ask them to do is throw strikes, and that's why they have a defense, right?
Yep.
So, you know, we're not going to get 10 strikeouts a game out of our pitchers. But if I get them, put the balls in play, then it's up to the defense to take care of it from there, you know. So I'm really happy. Well, I don't care how it turns out this year. I'm proud of both of them and the work they've put in.
That's cool to hear. And Coach, it seems like you've kind of laid it out in a sense already, but, you know, asking you about what you think, you know, the blueprint for this team will be, I get the impression that playing great defense is going to be at the top of the list for how you're going to be able to put yourself in position to get wins. What, if anything, would you add to that in terms of, you know, this team being able to play its best softball? What's that look like?
Well, first of all, I don't think there's going to be an issue that they're going to play together as a team. They seem to be a pretty cohesive group. But you're right with the defense. We have to play it a lot better than we did last year. You know, we had some pretty hard growing pains last year. We got some kids that come back and finally got, you know, they got thrown in the fire last year, so they're a little more relaxed with it. So defense, we're going to have to hit the ball this year. I think we do. We're going to put a lineup out there that's going to even hit a little bit better than we did last year. So I'm excited about that. I got a pretty big freshman group, and there's a lot of talent down there, and they play good. I had 3 or 4 of them play as eighth graders last year, and they all hit over 300, so I'm expecting, you know, that at least and more out of them. So I don't know. I wish I could tell you how it's going to play out, but, you know, we're joining the new conference this year, playing a bunch of new teams. We're just going to kind of take a game to game. I know it sounds kind of lame to say that, but, I mean, that's basically where we are.
No, it makes sense, Coach, as we, you know, hear you talk more about your team and learn about them. And I'm glad you brought up the Iowa Alliance Conference, because I have to imagine that what you've seen take place for Waterloo East and other sports so far in the IAC has to have you encouraged. I mean, just tell us everything that, you know, you think to this point about the Iowa Alliance Conference and what it means for Waterloo East athletics and, of course, softball.
I'm pretty confident all the other sports that we've seen that it's been a net positive. in my opinion, it looks like you can tell that record-wise. For the softball program, to be determined. There's some teams in there. As a matter of fact, our first game of the year, we get the pleasure of playing Fort Dodge right off the bat. And that's a top two team in the state, period, every year. So, and there's the names. They got a couple D1 players. But there's going to be those games in there when we play the Metro Des Moines teams that I think we're going to be, a little more than competitive and hold our own for sure. So I'm actually really excited outside of the travel time. I'm super excited to play these games.
Well, Coach, a real pleasure to learn about your team, and best of luck, best of health this season. We'll certainly be following along. Thanks so much for your time today on the show.
You bet, Cole. Thanks again, buddy.